弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们安息日的时候可以聚在一起，来学习神的话语。
And we thank the Lord that on the Sabbath day we could come to the church to study His words.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考，放心吧，永不孤单。
And I would like to, in the Lord Jesus Christ, study with all of you. Take heart, we're not alone.
我们上个月开始在读《申命记》。
And starting from last month, we started to read Deuteronomy.
所以我们已经读完了前面的31章。
And we have already finished the first 31 chapters.
那今天是4月1号，就读继续读32章。
And today is April 1st, so we'll start to, continue to read chapter 32.
当我们读到30章的时候
，And when we reach chapter 30.
摩西最后跟以色列众百姓在他们眼前放下了一个生死祸福的选择，要他们自己选他们想要的。
And Moses put before the people the choice between life and death, and blessings and curse, and for them to choose for themselves.
那是在三十章的第十九节。
And this is in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
那这也是摩西对选民劝诫的结论。
And this is also the conclusion of Moses' teaching to the people.
十九节他说，我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔多得存活。
Verse 19, this day I called heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live.
二十节
Verse 20,
且爱主你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他，这样你就可以在主向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许所赐的地上居住。
In verse 20, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him, for the Lord as your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give you, give to your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那这是摩西他最后把神的话这当中有祝福跟咒诅的都讲得很清楚。
And here Moses gave them the last words of the Lord, and that that contains both life and death and blessings and curse.
那所以三十章基本上他就是要百姓做你自己的选择。
And so in chapter 30, he wanted the people to make their own choices.
但是摩西他跟百姓说，你要拣选生命。
And but Moses says to the people, you need to choose life.
也就是说，因为如果生跟死，众人都会选择生。
And that is to say, between life and death, everyone will choose life.
也很明显的，没有人会选择咒诅，应该都会选择祝福。
And there obviously no one would choose curse, but they would choose blessings.
那选择生命，意思就是要选择神。
And to choose life means to choose God.
因为神他就是生命的源头。
And because God is the source of life.
那如果选择生命，他说你和你的后裔都得存活。
And he says if you choose life, then you and your children shall live.
然后能够爱主你的神，
and to love the Lord your God.
所以选择生命会有一个表现，就会爱神。
And so if you choose life, then you will love God.
爱神的表现就是会听他的话，会依靠他。
And the sign of loving God is that you will listen to his words and depend on him.
依靠神的人，他的日子就可以长久。
And those who depend on God will live a long life.
那这样子你就可以在主应许的地上长久居住。
In this way, you may live long in the land that he swore to you.
所以就能够永远站在神的应许上。
Then you can stand forever on the promise of God.
那这是摩西他讲完一系列的劝勉之后，最后的结论跟他期待百姓所做的选择。
And this is a summary and a conclusion that of Moses' encouragement to the people and the choices he wishes for them to make.
那他讲了这一段话，其实他特别提到说，神的这些话语，他的吩咐，并不是很难守，并不是 并不是离很远的。
And he especially mentioned that these words of God are not difficult to obey or very far from them.
因为摩西他把神的话重申之后，他重新 来把神的诫命、律例、典章，把他们做一个整理。
And after he reproclaimed the words of God and resummarized the commandments of the Lord.
他特别说第十一节说，我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是离你远的。
In verse 11, he says, Now I commanded you today, it's not too difficult for you or beyond your reach.
不是在天上，也不是在海外。
And it's not up in the heavens, or in the sea.
而是就在你的口中，在你的心里，使你可以遵行。
It is in your mouth and your heart that you may obey.
所以神的话基本上是跟我们的生命有关系的，跟我们的生活息息相关的。
And so the words of God has to do with our everyday life.
神他告诉我们的话语就是我们可以明白的。
And the words that he gives us is something that we can understand.
所以隐秘的是属于神，就是如果神不要我们知道的，神他不会强迫我们去了解我们的理性所能够了解的范围。
And so God will not give us something that is beyond our comprehension.
但是明显的是永远是属我们的。
But what is obvious is always belongs to us.
也就是说神他的话他一定会给我们解明，让我们可以清楚也可以有能力遵守的。
And that is God will always explain his words to us so that we can have the ability to obey them.
所以约翰一书第五章他特别提到神的诫命的特质。
And so in 1 John chapter 5, it talks about the characteristics of the commandments of God.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章的第三节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 3.
五章三节说，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
And this is the love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome.
神的诫命其实上是要让我们得福气的。
And the commandments of God is for us to receive blessing.
这个福气并不是要来限制我们的自由。
And this blessing is not to limit our freedom.
这个福气就是要让我们可以明白神他的心意，那可以愿意照他的话来让我们得自由。
And this blessing is for us to understand the will of God so that we may receive freedom.
所以其实神的诫命是很简单。
And so the commands of the Lord is easy.
我们不需要去想太多。
We don't need to think too much about it.
神说什么，我们就说什么。
And whatever God tells us to do, we should do them.
所以不管是世上有多少学问的不管是聪明的还愚昧的，都可以从神那里得福气。
So regardless of how much wisdom there is in the world, the wise or the ignorant can all receive blessing from God.
所以摩西他劝诫百姓说，要选择生命，要选择听从神的话。
And so Moses encouraged the people to choose life and to choose to obey the Lord.
那这样子呢，我们在一生一世里面都能够得到依靠。
And so that in our lifetime we can have dependence on the Lord.
那他讲完这一句话之后呢，在生命记三十一章呢
，And after he spoke these words, and then in chapter 31,
第一节他特别就说，摩西去告诉以色列众人说，我120岁了。
And then Moses set out and spoke to the people that I am now 120 years old.
我不能够照常出入神也曾对我说，你必不得过约旦河。
He says, I am no longer able to lead you, and the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan.
那这个就是摩西知道他的时间已经差不多了。
And this is Moses knowing that his time has come.
120岁，其实他的精神没有衰败，他的眼睛也没有昏花。
And at 120 years old, his spirit has not weakened, and his eyesight was still strong.
不是摩西他的体力不行了。
It's not that his physique was no longer able to keep up.
而是摩西知道神给他的限制，他的时候到了。
But Moses knew that God's time has come and his limit has come.
所以这个限制是从神来的，不是因为他的体力的问题。
And so this limit comes from God, not from Moses's physical body.
那神也跟他说，你不得过这约旦河。
And God has said, "You shall not cross the Jordan."
因为百姓已经到约旦河边了。
Because the people have already reached the bank of the Jordan.
所以摩西知道，他接下去他没有办法过约旦河，这件工作一定是交由后来人来做。
And Moses knew that he was not to cross the Jordan River, so this job is to be left to someone else.
所以虽然他曾经跟神求，但是神已经说够了，不要再讲了。
And but although he has once pleaded with the Lord, but the Lord has said, this is enough, plead no longer.
所以这个时候，其实摩西他全然在神的家里尽忠啊，做到他最后的啊工作。
And so Moses has been loyal in the household of God to the end.
那现在他觉得应该要交棒。
And now he feels that it's time for him to pass on the responsibility.
所以他对以色列众百姓啊，接下去有一系列的劝勉。
And so he has a series of encouragements for the Israelites.
他第三节说。
So in verse 3, he says,
主你们的神一定会引导你们过去，将这些国民在你们面前灭绝，你们就得他们的地。
And the Lord your God himself will cross ahead of you. He will destroy the nations before you, and you shall cross over ahead of you shall cross take possession of their land.
过去都是摩西带着百姓走旷野路。
And in the past, it was always Moses leading the people in the desert.
虽然神用云柱火柱来跟他们同行。
Although God has walked with them with a pillar of cloud and fire.
但是百姓他们眼睛所看到的就是摩西啊。
But what the people had saw was Moses.
所以他们很清楚了，但是摩西啊。在传达神的话来引导他们、啊、能够明白神的旨意。
And so they were very clear that Moses was passing on the words of God, and so that they could understand the will of God.
现在摩西说神会亲自来引导你们过去。
And now Moses has said God will lead you and go ahead of you.
要为你们征战，把这些当地的居民把他灭绝。
And he will destroy the nations before you.
好，所以摩西他说。耶稣也会引导你们过去，正如神所说的。
And then Moses said, Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said.
所以摩西他的工作由耶稣亚来接续。
And so the job of Moses will be taken over by Joshua.
那耶稣亚接下去要带领他们征战。
And Joshua will lead them in the battle.
那现在他们要照着神的吩咐呢？勇敢的起来，得到迦南地。
And now they will take over the land of Canaan according to the command of God.
那所以在第三十一章呢，我们最后看到摩西他给百姓讲了一段话。
And so in chapter 31, we see that Moses said the following to the people.
这也是摩西在他要离开以前给百姓留下了几样的算是他所给百姓的纪念。
And so this could be the memory or the memorial that Moses gave to the people before he left.
我们可以说他给百姓留下三项礼物。
And we could say that he left the people three presents.
第一个就是他为他们就是为了他们以后的工作以后走的路程留下一个接棒的人，就是耶稣亚。
And the first is that he left them a leader. For their journey to come, and that is Joshua.
那这也是一段他的劝勉，他肺腑之言呢。
And this is also his encouragement and his words from his heart.
那这是从第六节开始。
And this is starting from verse 6.
你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，不要畏惧他们，因为主你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Verse 6, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
这是首先一段他的鼓励，叫他们不要害怕，要刚强壮胆。
And this is his encouragement to them that they should not be afraid.
神要与你们同在。
That God will be with you.
第七节。
In verse 7,
摩西召了耶稣亚来，在以色列众人眼前对他说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你要和这百姓一同进入主向他们列祖启示应许所赐的地，你也要使他们承受那地为业。
In verse 7, then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all of Israel, Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance.
第八节说，主必在你前面行，他必与你同在，也不撇下你，也不丢弃你。不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
In verse 8, the Lord himself goes before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged.
这是摩西对耶稣亚的劝勉。
And this is the encouragement of Moses to Joshua.
那一样，他所讲的话跟对百姓讲的话一样。
And he said to him with the same words that he spoke to the people.
要刚强壮胆。
And be strong and courageous.
不要害怕。
And do not be afraid.
因为神不会撇下你，也不会丢下你。
Because God will never leave you or forsake you.
啊，所以啊，这个就是啊，摩西给百姓留下一个啊有勇气的啊继承人。
And so Moses left the people a courageous leader.
那这个耶稣亚要带领百姓进去得那地承受为业。
And Joshua will lead the people into the land and to receive their inheritance.
让神一路来的应许能够实现。
So that the promise of the Lord may be fulfilled.
所以摩西他交棒交得很完整。
And so Moses passed on the baton completely.
让约书亚继续他的工作啊，来啊带领百姓。
And he led Joshua to continue his work to lead the people.
再从第九节开始呢。
And so verse 9 forward.
摩西将律法写出来。
Moses wrote down the law.
就交给了、啊、抬约柜的祭司利未人跟众长老。
He gave it to the priests and the sons of the Levites and the elders.
告诉他们说，这个律法书上所写的要怎么样来传承下来。
And he taught them how to pass on whatever is written in the laws.
他说，每逢七年的末一年、啊、在豁免年的定期，在祝棚节的时候，要对众百姓来宣告律法。
And it says that you must proclaim this law to them at the end of every 7 years, in the end,、the year of canceling debts, and during the Feast of the Tabernacles.
就是要公开的把这个律法书不断的重复宣告。
And that is, they need to publicly proclaim the book of the law.
第十二节说要召聚他们男女孩子，并整理聚居的，使他们听，使他们学习，好敬畏主你们的神，谨守遵行这律法的一切话。
In verse 12, assemble the people, men, women, and children, and the aliens living in your towns, so that they can listen and learn to fear the Lord your God, and follow carefully all the words in this law.
十三节说，要使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见，学习敬畏主你们的神，在你们过约旦河得为业的之地存活的日子，常常这样行。
In verse 13, their children who do not know this law must hear it and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
所以第三件纪念品，摩西留下的就是一部律法书。
And the third present he left them was the book of laws.
这部律法书要怎么样发挥功效
？And how would this book of laws take effect？
就是要定期的对众百姓，包括儿女，要不断的宣讲。
And that is, they must regularly proclaim these laws to the people and to their children.
让听到的人可以学习敬畏啊这位神。
So that those who hear it can learn to fear the Lord.
听到之后要谨守遵行。
And after they hear of it, they need to obey it.
那这样子，在这个应许的土地上，他们就可以世世代代的啊承受为，就可以永远得福。
And in this way, they could receive blessings in the land that they are to possess.
不管不止这个世代，包括以后的世世代代都能够这样子来谨守遵行神的话。
And not only this generation, but the generations to come, they need to obey the laws of God.
所以这部律法书很重要。
And so this book of law is very important.
这是神要摩西特别把它写下来的。
And this is something that God wanted Moses to write down.
放在约柜旁边，让他们随时可以看得到。
And to put this aside the Ark of Covenant so that he could see it all the time.
好，那这部律法书给了之后，接下去我们看啊第啊十六节。
And after this book of laws, we could refer to verse 16.
十六节之后呢，我们看到啊神对摩西说哈。
From verse 16 on, we could say the Lord said to Moses.
他说：“你必和你列祖同睡啊！这百姓要起来，在他们所要去的地上，在那地的人中，随从外邦神行邪淫，离弃我，违背我与他们所立的约。”
And you are going to rest with your fathers, and these people will soon prostitute themselves to the foreign gods of the land they are entering. They will forsake me and break the covenant I made with them.
那这个就是神已经看到啊，百姓他们以后的日子会做什么事。
And here, God has already seen what the people would do in the future.
因为神早已知道。
Because God already knows.
对神来说，没有所谓的未来。
And to God, there is no such thing as.
每一件事情都是现在。
And everything is in the present.
所以神已经看到以后百姓他们会怎么样啊，离弃他，然后去随从偶像。
And so God has already seen how the people will forsake him and to follow the idols.
神会怎么样对他们这个背叛的行为发怒？
And how God will be angry towards them to their rebellion.
所以神要摩西写一首歌。
And so God wanted Moses to write a song.
所以第十九节说。
So in verse 19.
现在你要写一篇歌，教导以色列人传给他们， 使这歌见证他们的不是。
And now write down the song, write down for yourself the songs to teach the Israelites and have them sing it so that they may be a witness for me against them.
所以摩西他给百姓的第四个纪念品就是一首歌，很长的歌。
And so the fourth present that Moses gave to the people was a very long song.
这一首歌啊，是要来做见证的。
And the song is to be a witness.
要见证他们的不是，就是他们的背叛。
And this is to be a witness to their rebellion.
那他们的背叛，事实上是发生在他们饱足之后。
And this rebellion happened after they were satisfied and content.
因为第二十节。
Because in verse 20.
我将他们领进我向他们列祖起誓应许那流奶与蜜之地，他们在那里吃得饱足，身体肥胖，就必偏向别神侍奉他们，藐视我，背弃我的约。
And verse 20, when I have brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, the land I promised on oath to the forefathers, and when they have eat their fill and thrive, they will turn to other gods and worship them, rejecting me and breaking my covenant.
21节
Verse 21,
那时有许多祸患灾难会临到他们，这歌必在他们面前做见证，他们后裔的口中必念诵不忘。我未领他们到我所起誓应许之地以先，他们所怀的意念我都知道了。
Verse 21, when many disasters and difficulties come upon them, the song will testify against them because it will not be forgotten by their descendants. I know what they are disposed to do, even before I bring them into the land I promised them on oath.
我们的神他是无所不知的。
Our God is all knowing.
我们心里的意念他都很清楚。
And he knows our every thought.
所以我们一个人在想什么是瞒不了神的。
And whatever we're thinking, we cannot hide it from God.
那神他先给我们一个提醒。
And here God first gave us a reminder.
他通常都会让我们自己先做选择。
And he will first give us a choice.
那要我们愿意改变。
And for us to be willing to change.
神的提醒里面一定会包含我们应该怎么做。
And the reminder of God will always include what we should do.
那人自己选择。
And that we need to make the choice for ourselves.
但是人如果不愿意选择啊，听从神的话，最后一定会走上这个路。
But if we're unwilling to listen, then we'll walk on this path.
所以21节说，有许多的祸患灾难会临到他们。
Verse 21 says many disasters and difficulties will come upon them.
这个祸患灾难。是因为百姓自己选择不听神的话的结果。
And this disaster and difficulty is a result of the choices of not listening to God.
不是神没有爱心，不是神不照顾他们。
It's not that God has no love and did not take care of them.
而是神已经讲过的，他们自己做这样的选择。
But it is because God has already told them, but they made a choice for themselves.
那这个也是每一个人要为自己所做的付上代价。
And this is what everyone needs to do to pay a price for what we have done.
所以当时候摩西就写了这篇歌，要教导以色列人。
And so Moses wrote the song to teach the people.
所以这一首歌很关键。
And so this this song is very key.
也就是说，他们世世代代子孙要念诵不忘。
And that the descendants will remember the song forever.
每次在唱的时候，就会提醒他们。
And every time they sing of the song, they will remind them.
神是怎么样的慈爱。
That how loving God is.
人是怎么样的背叛。
And how rebellious men are.
到最后会得到什么样的结果。
In the end, what kind of results we'll receive.
好，所以这是摩西给百姓的第四件礼物了。
And so this is the fourth present that Moses gave to the people.
那到最后就是第三十三章的。
And so in the end, in chapter 33.
就是摩西给百姓各支派的一席祝福的话。
And this is Moses' blessing to each tribe.
好，所以从生命记从三十一章开始到三十三章呢。
And so Deuteronomy is from chapter 31 to 33.
这就是在这个段落里面的最后一段。
And this is the last section here.
摩西留给百姓的纪念品。
This is the memorial that Moses has left to the people.
那一席这一三十三章的祝福的话，基本上就是要回应创世纪雅各对他的子孙所讲的。
And in chapter 33, the blessing is to reflect what Jacob has said to the people.
这是在创世纪的第49章那里所记载的。
And it's recorded in Genesis chapter 49.
那所以，那这个就是生命记即将要结束以前最后留下给我们的提醒。
And this is the reminder before Deuteronomy concludes.
那我们要把重点放在摩西对 百姓对约书亚不断重复宣告的一段话。
And we need to focus on the words that Moses continually proclaims to Joshua and the people.
那这段话也对我们今天来说格外的重要。
And this is also very important for us today.
因为我们所要面对的环境实际上是每一天都在变化的。
And because the environment we're facing today is changing every day.
今天这个社会充满太多的引诱跟不确定性。
And there's too many uncertainties and temptation in this world today.
那我们有时候面对这个社会的变动，我们不知道未来的时候，我们会胆怯，会惊慌。
And sometimes when we face a changing world, we may be afraid.
因为我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
Because we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
但是我们可以肯定地知道神掌管明天。
But we can know for sure that God holds tomorrow.
我们可以从31章里面所不断重复的这一段信息，让我们可以放心。
And we can take heart from the message that has been repeated in chapter 31.
第六节，这是摩西对百姓全体百姓所说的。
And verse 6 is what Moses has said to the people.
他说要刚强壮胆，不要害怕，不要畏惧敌人。
And be strong, courageous, not be afraid or terrified.
因为神主你的神跟你们同去。
And before the Lord your God goes with you,
他不会撇下你，也不会丢弃你。
He will never leave you nor forsake you.
也就是说，神向百姓保证，他绝对不会让他们孤单。
And so God has promised to the people that He will never let them be alone.
永远与他们同在。
That He will be with them always.
所以他们不管出入，神都在他们那边。
And so wherever they are, God will be with them.
神要为他们征战。
God will fight with them.
好，所以这就是一个百姓。面对迦南七族这个强大的敌人的时候，他们可以首先放心，有神在同在的时候，可以不用害怕。
And so here the people can take heart when they are facing the enemy of the Canaanites that they will not be afraid.
没有敌人能够在他们面前站立得住的。
That there is no enemies that can stand before them.
好，第七节是特别针对约书亚说的。
And verse 7 was especially to Joshua.
也是一样，要刚强壮胆。
In the same way, needs to be strong and courageous.
第八节说，神要在你前面行，他必与你同在。
In verse 8, the Lord Himself goes before you, and He will be with you.
他不会撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
And He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
我们如果继续看第二十三节
，If we read chapter verse 23,
第二十三节
，verse 23,
这个神嘱咐嫩的儿子约书亚说。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必领以色列人进我所起誓应许他们的地，我必与你同在。
And verse 23, the Lord gave this command to Joshua the son of Nun: Be strong and courageous, and you will bring the Israelites into the land I promised them on oath, and I myself will be with you.
这段是神自己跟约书亚说的。
And here the Lord spoke to Joshua himself.
所以第七节是摩西跟约书亚说。
In verse 7 is what Moses has said to Joshua.
23节是神对约书亚再重申一次。
In verse 23, God said once again to Joshua.
神跟他说，你要刚强壮胆，我必跟你同在啊。
In verse 23, the Lord said, "Be strong and courageous, and I will be with you."
其实这句话在约书亚记第一章里面又讲四次。
And this phrase was repeated four times in Joshua chapter 1.
那所以我们如果在读这段圣经的时候，会发现。这个神的保证啊，要刚强壮胆，不要害怕，我与你同在，不断的重复。
And so we can see that this guarantee from the Lord that you need to be courageous and be strong is continually repeated.
再让我们可以看到说，神他是怎么样的关心他的百姓。
And so here we can see how much God cares for His people.
那同时也让我们看到说，其实约书亚他当时候他真的是会害怕的。
And so we can also see at the time Joshua was truly afraid.
如果约书亚他心里面没有胆怯，神就不需要这样子重申的，透过摩西又他自己跟约书亚这样讲。
If Joshua had no fear in his heart, then he would not need to talk to him through Moses and talk to him himself.
如果是约书亚记第一章哈
，If we look at Joshua chapter 1,
那个两个半支派的人也是这样子跟约书亚讲的。
These two and a half tribes also said to Joshua.
第一章，约书亚记第一章的第十六节。
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 16,
他们回答约书亚，他们指的是两个半支派的以色列人。
And here they referring to the two and a half tribes answered to Joshua.
你所吩咐我们的，我们都必去行啊。你所差遣我们去的，我们都必去。
That wherever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go.
啊，我们在十七节，我们从前在一切事上怎样听从摩西，也现在也必照样听从你。唯愿主你的神与你同在，像与摩西同在一样。
Verse 17, just as we fully obey Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses.
十八节说，无论什么人违背你的命令，不听从你所吩咐他的一切话，就必致死他。你只要刚强壮胆。
In verse 18, whoever rebels against your words, nor does not obey your words, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous.
哦，这个就是连百姓也这样子鼓励耶稣亚。
And here even the people encourage Joshua.
哦，所以我们看到，其实对耶稣亚来说，这是从之前的领导人，从神一个从要带领的百姓，不断的这样子鼓励。
And so from the previous leader to God to the people, they're continually encouraging him.
那这个就是今天神在圣经里面给我们的提醒。
And so this is the reminder God has given us in the Bible.
今天我们其实面对世上的一些苦难呢，我们有时候会害怕的。
And so today when we face the tribulation in the world, we may be afraid.
或者是我们要承担一些工作的时候，我们可能会胆怯。
Or if we're about to take on responsibilities, we'll be afraid.
因为我们会觉得我们能力不足。
We may feel that our abilities are not enough.
我们不知道神所交给我们的工作，我们是不是真能够很忠心的把它完成。
We don't know if we can loyally complete the work that God has entrusted to us.
因为我们每个人总是都有缺点。
Because every one of us has our own faults.
但是神他这样子鼓励他所拣选的人。
But here God encouraged those who he has chosen.
你要刚强壮胆。
You must be strong and courageous.
因为事实上，真的在成就事情的是神本身。
Because God is the one who completes all the work in the world.
虽然摩西他很重要，
although Moses was very important,
但是摩西他自己也知道，他并不是不能够被取代的。
But Moses himself knew that he was not irreplaceable.
摩西他时间到了，他就走下，他就离开这个世界。
And when the time of Moses has come, he departed from the world.
百姓的工作，神兴起另外一个人继续工作，继续带领。
And God has risen up another person to take on the work of the people.
所以我们发现这个世界上没有一件事情是非某一个人做不行的。
And so we know that in this world, there's not one thing that absolutely needs to be done by ourselves.
只有神是不能被取代的。
Only God is irreplaceable.
所以只要能够得到神的同在，每一件事情都可以做得好。
So if we have the abidance of God, we can do all things.
今天我们不管是在办理教会的事情，还是我们自己家里的事。
And regardless of whether we're working in the work of the church or in our own family，
不管是我们的信仰，还是我们工作上的事情。
And whether it's our faith or our career，
每一件事情，我们一定要肯定的知道说，我们如果得到神的同在，我们就能够得顺利。
And we need to know for sure that as long as we have the abidance of God, we could be successful.
我们所做的如果合乎神的旨意，
if what we do is according to the will of God，
神就是这样子跟我们保证。
Then God will guarantee to us in this
我必与你同在。
That He will be with us.
你不要惧怕，不要惊慌。
That you should not be afraid and do not be discouraged.
因为神的作为会一定会跟着出现的。
And because the work of the Lord will be manifest.
神的平安也一定会跟着。
And His peace will be with us.
所以让我们在跟随神的同时，我们可以很放心。
And so when we're following the Lord, we can take heart.
当时候，神其实给摩西、给耶稣亚哈一个一个很特别的一件作为了。
And here God gave Joshua a very special deed or action.
三十一章的第十四节啊。
In chapter 31, verse 14.
神跟摩西说：“你的死期临近了，要召耶稣亚来。你们二人站在会幕里，我好嘱咐他。”于是摩西跟耶稣亚就去站在会幕里了。
And verse 14, the Lord said to Moses, "Now the day of your death is near. Call Joshua and present yourself at the tent of meeting where I will commission them." So Moses and Joshua came and presented themselves at the tent of meeting.
第十五节
15.
那神就在会幕里云柱中显现，云柱就停在会幕门以上。
And then the Lord appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the cloud stood over the entrance of the tent.
那这个就是有人说这个就是神为约书亚所特别举开的这个就职典礼啊。
And some people say that this is the initiation or orientation God has set for Joshua.
是神自己，你看他吩咐说摩西带耶稣亚到会幕门，到会幕去，站在神面前。
And here it says, Moses called Joshua to present themselves in a tent of meeting.
然后神就跟约书亚讲话。
And then God spoke to Joshua.
啊，神就跟他吩咐嘛。
And God commissioned Joshua.
然后这个时候，你看云柱就显现了。
At this time, the pillar of cloud appeared.
云柱停在会幕门那里啊。
And the cloud stood over the entrance of the tent.
比方说，这个时候当然百姓他们就不能够接近会幕啊。
And so at this time, the people cannot come close to the tent.
那其实这个就是工作交接。
And this is a passing on of the roles.
神跟约书亚讲话。
And God spoke to Joshua.
让他可以承接工作。
So that he can take over the work.
那他要做的工作基本上很艰巨。
And the work that he was about to do is very difficult.
艰巨是因为这些百姓真的是悖逆的，是顽梗的。
And it's difficult because the people were rebellious and stubborn.
那可是我们看到的是，我们如果接下去读约书亚记，我们就会发现。
But if we continue to read Joshua, we'll see.
当约书亚还在的时候，
when Joshua was still here,
其实百姓是很听他的话的。
The people listened to him.
所以你看，在攻打约利，在攻打迦南地的各个战役当中，我们看到其实绝大部分的百姓都非常听话。
And we could see that in the battles in the land of Canaan, most of the people were very obedient.
百姓也都非常的合一。
And the people were united.
所以他们的这个战役呢，就每一场基本上都打胜。
And so they basically won every single one of the battles.
就一个特例，就是在爱城的战役上都被打败了。
The only exception is in the battle of Ai.
那这也是因为有人不听神的命令产生的结果。
And this is all the result of a person not obeying the word of the Lord.
那所以当百姓他们愿意听从神的话的时候，就很顺利。
And so when the people are willing to listen to the words of God, everything is very smooth.
那也是神给约书亚他特别的这个恩典。
And this is a blessing that God has given to Joshua.
真的，当他愿意顺服神的时候，神就跟他同在。
And so when he is willing to obey the Lord will be with him.
然后他所做的工作就很顺利。
Then the work that he does will be very successful.
所以神跟约书亚叫到会幕里面去以后。
And so after God has called Joshua into the tent.
接下去神就要摩西写一篇歌了。
And then God wanted Moses to write a song.
那这个歌写完之后，
And after he has finished the song,
第二十三节再跟约书亚讲一次。
In verse 23, God spoke to Joshua once
again. 你刚强壮胆，不要害怕。
And be strong and courageous, do not be afraid.
把这些以色列人带进去我应许的地方。
And lead the people into the land I promised
them. 我必与你同在。
And I myself will be with you.
那所以那约书亚他得到了神这样的保证以后，
And so after, Joshua has received this guarantee from
the Lord, 他自己也尽力了。
That he has also done his part.
所以后来耶稣亚他就用同样的话去鼓励百姓了。
And so in the end, Joshua encouraged the people with the same words.
所以我们如果看耶稣亚记第十章，
If we turn to Joshua chapter 10,
耶稣亚记第十章，
Joshua chapter 10,
第二十五节，
chapter 10 verse 25,
这是耶稣亚对后来的官长这样子鼓励。
And here he commanded the people at the time.
十章二十五节，耶稣亚对他们说：“你们不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，应当刚强壮胆。”因为主必这样待你们所要攻打的一切仇敌。
In verse 25, Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you are going to fight."
这个就是当我们信仰有体验之后，我们能够把这样一个经验传递给人。
And after we have experiences in our faith, then we can pass on this faith. To others.
因为后来耶稣亚他真的经历了神跟他同在的结果。
And because Joshua truly experienced the guidance of the Lord.
他很清楚知道每一个战役基本上都是因着神的同在才得胜的。
And he knew that every one of the battle he won was because of the guidance.
就勇敢的听神的话，照着去做就对了。
And just be courageous and listen to the word of the Lord and do accordingly.
神就把这个仇敌都交在他们手上。
Then God will place the enemies into his hands.
所以今天一个信仰的传承就是要这样子。
And so this is how the faith must be passed on.
如果我们能够这样子的依靠神，我们相信我们不会孤单。
And if we could depend on the Lord in this way, I believe we'll never be alone.
那我们就可以把这样的经验告诉下一代人。
Then we can give this experience onto the next generation.
让他们可以靠主刚强。
So that they can be strong in the Lord.
不管遇到什么，只要有对神有信心，就可以放心。
And regardless of what they encounter, as long as they have faith, they can take heart.
你看，有时候我们对事情不放心，是因为我们缺乏信心呢。
And sometimes we cannot be comfortable with certain things because we don't have faith.
有时候我们会担心很多事情，也是因为我们没有信心。
And sometimes we worry about many things also because we do not have faith.
我们如果我们在读《生命记》之前，我们是读《使徒行传》的。
And before we read Deuteronomy, we're reading the book of Acts.
不知道大家是不是 还记得《使徒行传》里面所记载的一些事情。
I don't know if you all still remember some of the things recorded in the book of Acts.
在《使徒行传》里面，神曾经跟保罗这样说：“你放心好了。”
And Paul, God has once said to Paul in the book of Acts, take heart.
因为保罗要去做，要传福音，要去做见证。
Because Paul was to preach the gospel and to testify.
他甚至被抓了，要被关，要被带到公会前，到王面前去被审判。
And he was even arrested and brought before the council, before the king, to be judged.
但是神跟保罗说：“你放心好了。”
But God said to Paul, "Do not be afraid."
我跟你同在。
I am with you.
没有人可能害你的。
And no one can lay a hand on you.
我们如果看《使徒行传》第二十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 23.
使徒行传二十三章。
Acts chapter 23.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
这是保罗传福音的时候他所遭遇的。
And this is what Paul experienced while he was preaching the gospel.
二十三章的第十一节。
Chapter 23, verse 11.
当夜，主站在保罗旁边说：“放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。”
And the following night, Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome."
这是你看，当时候保罗为了福音的缘故，他真的是奋不顾身。
And here, we can see that Paul has given all of himself for the gospel.
他在第三次的宣道旅程结束，回到耶路撒冷之后，
and after his third missionary trip and he returned to Jerusalem,
他照着使徒跟长老们的建议到圣殿里面去献祭感谢。
And he offered the sacrifice of thanksgiving according to what the apostles has recommended him.
他的目的其实只是为了要让这些众信徒犹太人都知道，说保罗并不是一个破坏律法的人。
And his purpose was to let the people see that he was not one who was to break the law.
可是也是因为这样，他被抓了。
But because of this, he was arrested.
被众人差点把他杀了。
And the people almost killed him.
那保罗，你看他就因为神的保守呢，让他被救出来，最后能够在公会面前来做见证。
And through the protection of God, Paul was able to be rescued and testify before the Sanhedrin.
结果那天晚上，你看神就跟他错别说。
And that night, the Lord said to him.
你放心，你在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也一样在罗马为我做见证。
And take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.
结果就这样一路的保罗，你看，就从耶路撒冷到该撒利亚，要一直一路遇到各种艰难困苦，到罗马去。
And so, on this whole way, Paul will go from Rome to Caesarea, in suffering.
那到了第二十七章，在海上遇难的这个过程呢？
And to chapter 27, when they encountered the disaster at sea.
第二十七章的时候，他们在罗马的旅程里面碰到风浪。
And in chapter 27, they encountered a storm on the way to Rome.
那在那个大暴风当中呢，你看他得到神的指示。
And in the storm, he received instruction from the Lord.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
第二十四节的哈。
Verse 24.
保罗，不要害怕，你必定站在该撒面前，并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你的。
And 24, and said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you and the lives of all who sail with you."
这是神给他的提醒，给他的安慰。
And this is the comfort that God has given to him.
那个神的使者夜间站在他的旁边，跟他这样讲的。
The messenger of the Lord.Stood before him and spoke to him in this way.
神要他放心嘛。
God wanted him to take courage.
所以接下去保罗就勉励同船的人要放心。
And so later, Paul encouraged those who were with him to not be afraid.
所以二十二节你看，现在我劝你们要放心，你们的性命一个也不会失丧，唯独失丧这个船。
In verse 22, he says, "But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost; only the ship will be destroyed."
二十五节。所以众位可以放心。我信神，他怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。
And so keep up your courage, man, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as He told me.
那这个就是你看神，他给他的工人的提醒之后所产生的效果。
And this is the effect of how after how the Lord reminded His workers.
那所以他要众人一起放心，因为神怎样说就是怎样成就。
And he wanted the people to be courageous together because this is what the Lord would do according to what he has said.
我们读圣经就知道，后来真的啊，照着保罗所说的，他们整船的人都平安。
And we could see from reading the Bible that later on, all of the people were saved.
保罗真的最后也站在该撒面前，哇，为这个福音做见证。
In the end, Paul stood before Caesar and testified for the gospel.
所以神的保证没有失信过的。
And so God has never fallen on His promise.
神要我们放心，他说他与我们同在，要我们永远不会孤单。
And God wants us to take heart that He will always be with us, will never be alone.
那今天我们有时候会碰到患难。
And sometimes we'll encounter difficulties.
我们通常很直接的反应就是，那神是不是不爱我了？
And our first reaction may be, does God not love me anymore?
但其实是因为我们对神失落信心的结果。
But this is because we have lost faith in God.
当我们很相信神他所说过的，他要与我们同在，这个应许不会落空的时候。
And if we firmly believe that God has said He will be with us, and this promise will not fall short.
我们就能够相信说，我们所遇到的艰难困苦很有可能就是神要彰显他的作为的机会。
Then we'll see that the difficulties we encounter is the opportunity for God to show His blessings.
因为有时候我们遇到 病痛也是一样。
And because sometimes when we encounter illness, it's the same way.
我们人，如果一些身外的事，通常我们，比较能够放心。
And for us, it's easier for us to be courageous with things outside of our body.
如果这个事情是发生在我们自己身上的时候，我们通常都会胆怯。
But if it happens to us directly, then we'll be afraid.
因为我们不知道我们会遇到什么事。
Because we don't know what will happen to us.
但是如果我们能够坚定这样的神的应许，我们就可以放心。
But if we can take hold of the promise of the Lord, then we could take heart.
你看看一个例子，看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
一个摊子，这个摊子被抬到主耶稣面前来。
And here, a cripple was brought before the Lord. Before the Lord.
马太九章第二节。
In Matthew chapter 9, verse
2. 有人用褥子抬一个摊子到耶稣跟前来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。”
And some men brought to him a paralytic, lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he says to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
这个摊贩的他没有走，没办法走路啊。
And this paralytic cannot walk.
他是被人抬来到主耶稣面前。
And he was brought before the Lord.
马可福音，对这件事情，第二章写得很详细。
And Mark has a detailed description of this.
但是主耶稣，你看看到他们的信心，就特别跟他鼓励说：“你放心，你的罪赦了。”
And here the Lord Jesus saw their faith and he said, "Take heart, your sins are forgiven."
所以你看他这个罪赦免之后，他的结果就是他可以走路。
And after his sins are forgiven, the result is that he was able to walk.
主耶稣对这个摊子说：“你放心吧。”
And the Lord Jesus says to the paralytic,
他来到主耶稣面前绝对不会失望。
That when he comes before the Lord, he will not be disappointed.
今天我们到主面前一定要存这样的信心。
And today, when we come before the Lord, we must have this faith.
主耶稣讲过的话一定会实现。
That the words of the Lord will be fulfilled.
问题就是我们是不是能够信得下去。
The question is whether or not we can believe.
如果我们继续看第二十二节。
If we continue to read verse 22.
九章二十二节。
Chapter 9 verse 22.
这是一个犯血漏的女人，她的神迹嘛。
And this is a miracle of a woman who had an issuing of blood.
第二十节是这个十二年的血漏的妇人，她要来摸主耶稣的衣裳。
And here the woman who had an issuing of blood came to touch the Lord.
她心里是说，我摸她的衣裳我就好了。
And in her heart, she said, "As long as I touch his cloak, I will be healed."
她真的摸了。
And she truly touched him.
所以她的病也就好了。
And his and her illness was healed.
二十二节。
In verse 22,
耶稣转过来对她看见她，就说：“你女儿放心，你的信救了你。”从那时候，女人就痊愈了。
And Jesus turned and saw her, take heart, daughter. He said, "Your faith has healed you." And that woman was healed from that moment.
所以你看，这个就是。主耶稣他看到我们的信心，他最后给我们的鼓励。
And this is the Lord seeing our faith and the encouragement He gives us.
今天如果我们能够也像这个患血漏的女人有这样的信念，这样的信心。
If we could be like this woman and have this kind of faith.
我们愿意摸主耶稣的衣裳碎子。
That we're willing to touch His cloak.
也就是我们愿意依靠神。
That is, we're willing to depend on Him.
神，主耶稣说放心。我们的信心可以让我们得救。
The Lord Jesus will say, "Take heart, your faith have healed you."
所以病痛来找主耶稣。
And so when you're ill, you come before the Lord.
那当我们遇到风暴的时候，我们生命当中都遇到风暴呢
And what if we encounter storms in our life?
有时候不见得是身体的病痛。
And sometimes it may not be an illness.
有时候可能是真的是在我们的生命当中起的暴风雨啊。
And so sometimes we may have storms in our life.
我们可能会害怕，那这下子是不是要沉船呢？
And we may ask ourselves whether or not we'll be shipwrecked.
那这样不就没命了吗？
Then we'll lose our life.
但主耶稣也是这样子说。
But the Lord Jesus also said.
我们看马太福音十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
马太十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
这是、如果看第二十五节
If we read,verse 25,
夜里四更天耶稣在海面上走往门徒那里去
And during the fourth watch of the night Jesus went out to them walking on the lake
那个时候门徒 在海中因为风浪不顺、啊、他们在摇 在划船是很辛苦的
At that time there was a storm so it was very difficult for them to sail the boat
二十六节门徒看见他在海面上走就惊慌了说有四个鬼怪便害怕喊叫起来
Verse 26 When the disciples saw him walking on the lake They were terrified It's a ghost they said And they cried out in fear
27节耶稣连忙对他们说你们放心是我不要害怕
Verse 27 But Jesus immediately said to them Take courage it is I Do not be afraid
那这个就是当时候、门徒他们在风浪当中看到主耶稣的作为他们害怕了
And here is when the disciples saw the Lord Jesus in a storm They were afraid
但主耶稣说你们放心
But the Lord Jesus said, take heart.
结果主耶稣就跟他们 就到他们的船上去了。
And then the Lord Jesus came onto the boat.
跟他们同在。
And he was with them.
主耶稣上了船之后风就住了。
And after he aborted the boat, the storm stopped.
那众人也就看出哇你真是神的儿子。
And the people saw that he was truly the son of God.
所以主耶稣基督他的作为事实上是让我们可以放心的。
And so the work of the Lord Jesus is something that we can take courage in.
他不会让他的门徒、把他撇下 不管他们的。
And he will not forsake his disciples.
他你看他知道门徒在这个风浪当中很辛苦。
And he knew that the disciples were having a hard time in the storm.
他自己来找他们。
And he came to seek them.
要让他们可以放心。
So that they can have courage.
所以主耶稣要他们要有信心。
And so the Lord wanted them to have faith.
今天我们要对主的应许有信心。
And so we need to have faith in the promise of the Lord.
主耶稣告诉我们的每一句话都可以实现。
The Lord, whatever the Lord Jesus has told us will be fulfilled.
因为虽然我们在、这个天国的旅程上，有时候我们觉得好像孤单了。
And although sometimes we may feel lonely in this journey to heaven,
有时候我们觉得我们力量不足。
Sometimes we may feel that our strength is not.
不知道要如何面对明天。
And we don't know how to face tomorrow.
但主耶稣他这么保证我、
But the Lord Jesus has promised us
我们不会孤单的
That we will not be alone.
我们最后来看、约翰福音第十六章
And lastly, let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章
John chapter 16.
这是我们很熟的一段经文
This is something that we're all very familiar with.
第三十三节
Verse 33.
三十三节
Verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安在世上你们有苦难但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And I have told you these things so that in me, you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
主耶稣要我们在这个苦难的世界里面放心呢。
And the Lord Jesus wants us to take heart in this world.
在他里面有平安。
That in him there is peace.
是因为他要与我们同在。
It's because he will be with us.
他已经胜了世界。
And he has already overcome the world.
他胜了死亡。
And he has overcome death.
他已经拥有世上所有的权柄。
And he has already taken all the authority in the world.
今天如果我们愿意、能够 来遵守神他的话语。
And if we're willing to obey his words.
真的是愿意爱神、守他的诫命。
And to love the Lord and obey his commands.
时常保守在主耶稣里面。
And to often keep ourselves in the Lord.
我们一定可以这样子放心。
Then we could take heart.
因为他必与我们同在。
Because he will be with us.
我们永不孤单。
And we'll never be alone.
他的应许绝不落空。
And his promise will never fall short.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing him.
467首。
467.